Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings. Coming to you live from the Sankofa Divinity, Sankofa Divinity radio show here at Blog Talk Radio. Once again, I'm very grateful to be back, to be the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. And I pray that my words ripple out and heal the land. What is the land? The land is the people. What is the people? I'm talking about the minds of the people. So here we are. I titled this show, Dear Tip Star Seeds and Light Workers. Oh, how I love thee. Oh, how I love thee. I titled this simply because I know for a fact that I am in that fold. And because I know that I'm in that fold, I have, I understand the experience is intense and it is not a walk in the park. So I come here to bring my motherly instincts and parental guidance, if you will, as the Queen Mother. Of who I am. I am Dashua Elohim, and I must say it's been a lovely journey, and it still continues to be a lovely journey. Why is the journey lovely to me? Because I make it so based on how I think about the things that are going on around me. I understand that we have ups and downs. We have trials and tribulations, and we find ourselves in situations that are somewhat unfavorable. Nevertheless, there's a greater force and power behind all things, causing all things to work together for the good of who we are. Who are we? We are a divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. And at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters, to me especially. I want to, actually, I started writing, usually I don't write out notes. I just go ahead and channel the information or allow the information to be channeled through me. But last night I decided to jot down some notes, and I trust that, I trust that my spiritual team and my spiritual guides, they will use whatever I have written down or the information that I have gathered to get the message across. Now, the message is based on what came to mind last night as I was writing out my notes, is that, you know, I have come to realize that the gift and the value of life is having the ability to make choices. So the human existence, as starseeds and light workers, we have the luxury of free will, okay? The luxury of it. And because of that, because of free will, because of that experience, we also have the ability to either free ourselves or to keep ourselves in bondage. We have that ability. And through free will, what we do, we make choices and we create our own reality. Now, we are not creators, but we are the co-creator of all that is and all that will ever be. So there's a divine cooperation going on between you and the guides, the spirit guides, as above, so below. Okay. As star seeds and light workers, it is imperative that we learn and we become acquainted with the universal laws of the laws of the universe. Okay. What are the laws of the universe? I'm talking about the laws of cause and effect. I'm talking about the law of polarity, the law of correspondence. Of course, these are principles as well. I know when I began to learn about the laws within my own being, I went to the Hermetic philosophy, the three initiates, where they're basically talking about the laws of the universe. So that gives you basically a foundation on how to really navigate and to not only navigate, but to understand the workings of the universe and how things are working around you, okay? So I definitely refer that book as well, although there are several books that I have, but that one in particular. So we are here to experience having free will. That's what it's about. That's the gift. That's the gift of having the human existence, or having the flesh, if you will, or having being in the sleeve that we call flesh. We are here to experience the free will. Now, as we allow the experiences to come into our lives, these experiences assist us in cultivating our own spirituality, okay? So as starseeds and lightworkers, we, even though we are who we are, and we know who we are, we still have to go through the process of unfolding into the thing that we are. So we are God-like and human-like at the same time. We are cause and the effect at the same time, simultaneously. I know it can be confusing, but as you sit and meditate and you contemplate on these things, it will make sense. Now, as lightworkers and starseeds, we do not navigate through this world as most people do. We do not, or I'll say this, we do not navigate through this world in a 3D dimension. We cultivate, we grow, and we come up out of that. And we begin to move into the fifth dimension, to where we begin to see things clearly with the eyes of the divine that is within us. What is the divine? The divine is the workings of the soul. The soul itself is seated within our being, seated within the sleeve we call flesh, okay? Now, when I was writing about free will, you know, I likened it to currency. It is your currency. It is the free will bank, if you will. It is currency that goes in and comes out, goes in and comes out. Now, all day, every day, we're always distributing our energy out and in. There's that constant ebb and flow of currency, okay? But because we have free will, we can either increase it or we can decrease it, okay? When I talk about currency, I'm talking about the flowing, the stream of the divine through you. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about moving to and fro in the stream of the divine. In the stream of the divine, we are making choices based on a positive or a negative behavior. So if we make choices, if we lean more towards making positive choices, or basically making an opposite choice of what may be of discord or unfavorable to us, as we lean more towards the positive, we become more positive. we become more optimistic. We begin to see life as the divine sees life. And because of that, we begin to live in this world and not be of it. Live in it, but not be of it. We use the things in this world as a tool to move us from one space and place within our own being to another space and place so that we can walk this earth as divine beings and know it, not believe it, but know that we are who we say we are. And it's not an easy journey. And oftentimes it's a very lonely journey. It's a very lonely walk until it is time for you to merge with others. I always say this, when the divine or when you are cultivating your spirituality, it is almost like you are this baby in the womb of divinity, of the mother, okay, of Gaia, if you will. You're in that womb, and it is nothing but darkness. Now, some people call it dark night of the soul. It's just a moment to where the soul uses to develop into its purpose. It is what it is what I'm trying to say. But yes, it's like a child, a baby being in his mother's womb, the womb of the divine. And in that womb, it's only you and the divine. There's no one else in there. And eventually, you give birth unto yourself. And as you give birth unto yourself, you begin to merge into the lanes or the pathways of other individuals simply because you are ready. You are ready and you are in a posture to heal, to assist in the healing process, to teach others, to counsel others, to advise. You're ready to be of service, not to the people, but to the divine that is within you, okay? So it is the divine that is within you that brings about a service for humanity altogether, okay? I want to say altogether, lovely. It is that. I was listening to Jane Roberts, and, you know, she channels Seth. And, you know, Seth is talking about the soul and how we are soul beings and how we are cloaked in this flesh. And because we are soul beings, we should cultivate our spirituality in such a way that we walk as soul beings, spiritual beings, having a human experience. That's what we are. So it's not much that I wanted to say other than free will. Use your free will as a tool to cultivate who you are as a divine being. Use it wisely and use it in such a way that you begin to step into your own power as a divine being or as a soul being. Use it in that way. And I'm not saying that you're not going to have knee-jerking experiences, because you will have knee-jerking experiences. You will. As long as you are in this flesh, we will always have knee-jerking experiences. And it's all about how we respond to that experience, how we respond to that knee-jerking experience. So if we can respond to it from a divine perspective, okay, from a divine perspective, and respond to it with a level of grace and ease, we are surely to come and to walk into our own power as we are, as divine, as light workers, star seed, star child, whatever you want to call yourself, or whoever you think or whoever you know yourself to be. That's what, you know, when we take on these particular labels, even if we say we are a soul being, we are taking on the responsibility as a soul being, and we are allowing ourselves to be held accountable to the creator of all that is and all that will ever be. Now, you and I know that there is much to learn when it comes to spirituality, much to learn. All the way, I mean, you know, I was telling someone, I said, you know, every time I see a religious sticker that's on the bumper of a car, I always see all these symbols of different religions, but I never see the Ankh, I never see the Tree of Life, I never see these things. And it, you know, it causes me to pause because those things are at the very root of who we are. The Tree of Life, the Ankh, learning about the Atlanteans and learning about the history of the Lemurians and things of that nature. Astrology, learning about those things, coming into the knowing and the knowledge of those things is very imperative to our spiritual cultivation, particularly when it comes to developing and allowing the unfolding of the soul. Doctrination can only take you so far, and then it cannot take you anymore. At some point, you're going to have to jump off that ledge into something or into a thing that is unfamiliar and uncharted, okay? You have to trust the process of the development of your own spirituality. And trust that all will be well with you when you decide to jump off the ledge or when you decide to move away from. I think I have been out of the church almost 20 plus years, and I was a devout, indoctrinated Christian, devout. And then I went through a spiritual transformation. And in that spiritual transformation, because of that spiritual transformation, I had to jump off the ledge of wherever I thought was, whatever I thought was benefiting me, I had to jump off the ledge of that. And as star seeds and star children and light workers, these are the steps that we need to do. You know, these are the steps that we need to take in order to walk into the power of our own divinity and be held accountable for who we are as a divine being, not to ourselves, but to and for humanity at large. We are the placeholders. We are the signposts for humanity, for the growing of humanity, okay? So there's something else I wanted to say. In order for us to begin this journey and to continue this journey as light workers, as star seeds, and star children, in order for us to live from a space of grace and ease, we must always, always find peace where we are. Find peace, make peace with where we are, and then begin to make decisions out of that peace that we have made in the space that we find ourselves in. Because oftentimes, you know, there are situations, there are conditions, there are, you know, incidents that we find ourselves in that are not favorable to us and somewhat unfavorable. And there's so much chaos and discord there. However, even in such a space and place, we must make peace with where we are and begin to make decisions out of that space of peace. And this is where the currency of your free will begins to move, okay? Of course, free will and currency is always moving. But once you take part of your free will and allowing yourself to make peace with where you are, what you're doing, who you're with, whatever, and begin to make a decision out of that because of free will, because of free will, you can make a better choice. You can make another decision to move out of it. The decisions that you have to make have to be in alignment with who you are as a starseed, star child, or light worker, or if you want to call yourself an angelic being. You have to begin to make decisions that will push you towards the alignment of the purpose of your own soul. Your own soul. This is what comes to mind. We have a soul. We call it star child. We call it star seed. We call it life worker. We call it whatever we want to. But it's still a soul. It is still a soul, and it has a purpose of its own. You have to find within yourself through meditation, prayer, and contemplation the alignment, the purpose of that soul, and fall into the alignment of it through meditation, contemplation, and prayer. That's your free will. Use your free will to better yourself. Use your free will to move into the alignment of who you are as a divine being. Use your free will as a tool to come into the alignment of who you are as a soul body or a soul being. Use your free will, because that's why we're in the flesh, so that we can experience having free will, so that we can experience the laws of cause and effect, experience the law of correspondence, experience the law of polarity. That's why. That is why. So think about it. I want you to think about it. And my show is winding up. Think about it in this way. If you're just pure soul being, you're just a pure spirit, there's no need for you to make choices. There's no need for you to make choices because you're behind the veil. You are basically observing choices being made. You are observing the choices being made with people in general. You are observing. But because we are in the flesh and we are garbed in this flesh, we have an opportunity to be the expression of the divine through free will. Basically, be the perfection of who we are through the imperfections of what we think we are or who we should be. Sometimes these are conditions and situations. We are not our flesh. We are not our clothes. We are not our conditions that we find ourselves in. We are spiritual beings having the human experience. The human experience is based on free will. That's it. Free will. That is your human experience. You can have the human experience based on the choices you make, free will. You can choose to be in bondage or you can choose to be free. And I'm not saying bondage, being bondage physically or being freedom physically. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying being free from the emotions and the thoughts and the feelings that keep you in bondage, such as anger, fear, hate, jealousy, envy, those low-vibing energies, if you will. It's too much static. There's too much static in those spaces and places. When we're talking about that type of energy, it's too much static. The water is too muddy. So it is our responsibility to lean more towards becoming a divine being and living on this earth as a divine being, not for just ourselves, but for humanity at large. And the only way that you can do that is to come into the alignment with the purpose of your own soul. How do you find that? You stay in meditation, prayer, and contemplation. And be mindful of all of your movements. Now, I will say this. It will come a time in your life where being mindful it will no longer be a thing because you have become the embodiment of your soul's purpose. So you're moving in the right direction all the time, whether you know it or not. You're always moving in the right, you're always doing the right thing, you're saying the right thing. You're moving in the right direction. Always, always. So that is my take. I will be back next Wednesday at 11:30 to do my thing, ask my thing. And hopefully things will straighten themselves out. I'm just coming back from a long sabbatical, and I'm looking forward to continuing to be the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I say to you all, stay blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, and stay in the way, the middle way. Meditation through meditation, contemplation, and prayer. Be blessed.